All that is lost is found, and everything in life goes round. Just when you think you everything, you begin beginning. All that is lost is found, and everything in life goes round. Just when you think you have everything, you have got to begin beginning. Hello and welcome to the Womb-Centered Healing Podcast. Today I want to share about how chronic stress tends to disrupt our hormonal balance, particularly for women, and which directly affects our wombs and our womb cycles, and also how that disruption then creates more chronic stress, and it turns into which came first. A big question. But nonetheless, whether we know the answer to that question or not, the result is that we have this vicious cycle of chronic stress disrupting our hormonal cycles, disrupting our womb functions and abilities and powers, and which then creates more chronic stress, which then, and on and on. And so the way this works, I've been diving into study around herbal medicine for women and physiology and how the stress response affects our bodies over the long term. And I spoke in a previous podcast about how just being a woman in a patriarchal society creates an underlying baseline of stress, because we are our most tender and vulnerable and most important part physiologically, our womb, and our ability to create new life is not being honored and revered as our whole system is designed to do. And so we are immediately at odds with the human society around us, which puts us in a state of chronic stress. So it starts there. And how does this chronic stress affect our body? Well, when we're under stress, as I spoke about before, we're designed to have an adaptive response. Our endocrine system kicks into gear. We start producing a hormone called cortisol, which activates all of our systems that are designed to help us run away from a dangerous situation or being, like, say, a saber-toothed tiger, and find safety once more. And then we're designed, once we find safety once more, to switch from that fight-and-flight mode back into rest-and-digest mode. And we're designed to be in rest and digest mode most of the time. Because the truth is, the cortisol and that whole response, stress response system, is very taxing on our physiology. Unfortunately, particularly as women in a patriarchal society, we never really rest all the way into rest and digest mode, because every system in our lives is working against us, is not honoring our core vibration, our core rhythms. When we're not honoring our menstrual cycles and organizing our lives around the cycles of our womb, of our creative core, then we're always working against ourselves, which is a cause of ongoing constant stress, which I feel stimulates that cortisol response in a low-grade way, if not all out. In some circumstances, we may be in cortisol mode and fight-and-flight mode in a big way. But even when we're in our most relaxed, peaceful circumstances, there's always that niggling feeling, if we're not fully honoring our womb cycles, that something's off. It's not safe to be who we are fully as women. And so that what happens when we are in a constant state of, even if it's low grade, cortisol production, that constant state of hypervigilance where we're always sending a little bit extra blood into the limbs to be able to curl up in a ball really tight to protect ourselves, or have higher blood pressure so if we get wounded we won't bleed out, or run quickly to get away from something that's pursuing us. When we're constantly in even a low-grade state that way, which as women it's very difficult to relax out of that completely in our current society, in a patriarchal society, what happens is the body is designed, because it knows, we know, our bodies know that that state is detrimental to be in that state all the time. It's very much of a wear and tear hormone, cortisol. Having cortisol flowing through our system all the time creates a great deal of wear and tear on all of our systems. And so what happens is the brain starts to recognize, oh my gosh, we've been at this for a while. We've been having cortisol flooding through our system for a while. This isn't good. We're going to start to dial it back. And that creates a state of having low cortisol levels. So it's not, and a lot of times it's called adrenal fatigue or burnout, where there's all kinds of symptoms that people have, primarily women, but sometimes it happens for men too, that there's just a state of exhaustion, of just not being able to get up and go anymore, depression, anxiety, overwhelm. And this has also very physiological symptoms as well. Inability to sleep, being tired and wired. All of these symptoms are all part of the system of the body saying, whoa, we've been in fight and flight mode for far too long. It's beginning to wear and tear the system. There's chronic inflammation from it. It's one of the causes of chronic inflammation. We better dial it back. It's not that the adrenals get tired. It's that the brain is designed to turn down the cortisol if it's been released for too long of a period of time, which is the case for most of us. And so then it's not available when we need it. And it becomes... And our normal daily cycles, which usually involve some degree of cortisol being released to get us moving and motivate us, because there's some degree of stress that is a healthy amount of stress when we have motivation to do what we do in life. We're hungry, so we need to get some food, and we're not sure if we're going to get it. So that degree of a mild amount of stress on a daily basis can be good, but constantly being afraid for one's life isn't. And so when that is the case, when we're constantly afraid for our safety, even at a low grade, under the radar level, this can be what happens. So what then happens is, as we're in this mode of dialing back the cortisol, and yet the demand for the cortisol is still there. The demand for the stress response is still there. We're still feeling the stressful stimuli, the worrisome thoughts, the worrisome circumstances, all of that. What happens is then the body starts to harvest the feminine hormones and turn them into cortisol to supply the need for the cortisol, which creates an imbalance in the feminine hormones. And this is at the root cause of so much of the feminine ailments that women are discovering and falling into in their wombs, with menstrual irregularities, menstrual pain, infertility, PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids. All of these are a result of this chronic stress cycle, and can then become a cause of the chronic stress cycle. So this vicious cycle is one of the becomes a motivation for us to address the root cause of this. And I feel very strongly that the root cause of this is this disconnection, this lack of reverence, lack of care for our wombs, for our mother's wombs. Because we're designed to protect as our main priority the womb. Our whole physiology is designed to protect and nurture the womb, to protect and nurture our ability to create through the womb, not just making babies, but to create new things, to create new ideas, to create culture and society and life for ourselves. And yet that ability has been under attack for thousands and thousands of years. And so this is why I'm so passionate about womb-centered healing. Because as we bring our awareness to this and begin to reorient our lives and reorganize our lives around this central motivation of our systems, and as we start to do the inner work necessary as individuals to revere our own wombs and our own ability to create new life, then that begins to radiate out. If we can truly drop into it for ourselves, what happens is we start to relax at a deeper level than we ever thought possible. Because if we are really accessing our womb's ability to heal all wounds and create new life, what a relaxing thing. Our whole body can let go, and there's this feeling of relief of like, finally someone is paying attention to this. Finally we're serving our purpose. Finally we're reconnecting with this depth of purpose. And with our ability to create new life, our whole purpose, our whole design is around that. And again, I reiterate, it's not just about creating another human being. It's about creating anything. Our whole focus is around being creative. And when we can relax like that, then that sends out waves of relaxation, and we begin to be able to help others to reorient towards and around what's truly important. Around life, around generating life, around reverence for life force, reverence and alignment with life cycles, life's rhythms. All of this starting with the rhythms of the womb, which is our inner map of the rhythms of the seasons and of life. So just resting into this awareness now, I invite you, if you're listening, to take some deep breaths and connect with your own womb space, whether you have a physical uterus or not. Placing your hands on your belly, connecting with that life generative space in your belly that generates new life, new vitality, that has the capacity to generate new life. To generate true creativity. And reconnecting with that possibility within yourself. And imagining that everyone who's listening to this podcast from around the world is also connecting with that again. And as each new person comes into this awareness and the importance of reorienting around life, around generating life, how another part of us, another cell in our being can relax. And so I invite you to digest this, these awarenesses, and fully receive them all the way down into your belly. Take some deep breaths and take some time to nurture yourself. What helps you to relax? One of the branches of womb-centered healing practice is exquisite and radical self-care. So I invite you today to increase your self-care in some small way. Some of the practices that are particularly helpful to relax out of that fight and flight mode are deep breathing practices, meditation. So even just taking 3 deep full breaths. I like to add a sigh on the end of each breath. Our breath connects us directly with life, with vitality. Other options are taking a hot bath with essential oils, deeply relaxing, turning the lights down low, maybe by candlelight. Other options are self-massage, dancing. Just finding a way to nurture yourself, writing in a journal with a cup of herbal tea. What does your body need to experience to feel that you're safe and well and that you're reorienting towards your core purpose of creativity? I'd love to hear what inspirations come to you from this podcast. So please feel free to reach out to me through whichever platform you're listening to this on. You can also reach me on Facebook. I'm the only Sama Morning Star. Well, there's another one, but it's a guy in Nigeria. I'm not that one. And you can also reach me through my website at samamorningstar.com. I look forward to hearing from you and have a wonderful day. I invite you to explore radical self-care with my womb-centered healing courses in the womb-centered healing temple. I have 2 courses currently available well, actually more than two. There is a free course available called Writing from the Womb, an introductory course in the Womb-Centered Healing Temple. And this will help you to inspire your journaling practice and connect with your womb in doing so, which is a very powerful practice and has inspired much of my writings over the years. And there are also a couple of other courses that will be wonderful radical self-care courses. One is called Root Well Yoga. And this is a collection of yoga practices that help us to drop into rest and digest mode. They're particularly helpful if you have any kind of chronic low back pain, which often stems from kidney and adrenal fatigue, because the kidneys really nourish the low back and the joints. So joint pain, low back pain is particularly benefited by this course. And it's very gentle yoga that anyone can do. It's an introductory course to some more intensive and in-depth yoga courses that I will be offering soon through the Womb-Centered Healing Temple. So check that out. And I also have a wonderful course on visionary womb steaming called Inner Goddess Awakening. And I found that womb steaming is a powerful way to help our wombs to feel nourished and cared for instead of constantly under attack. And this practice of steaming the womb helps the armoring that we build up in our pelvises and our thighs and our yonis around protecting the womb to soften and open with the power of the steam and the herbs and the steam. And combined with visionary meditation practices, this particular course focusing on the triple goddess, the maiden, mother, and crone, and how these are meeting these goddesses and how they interact inside of us, gives us a wonderful beginning of connecting with the different phases of our cycles, the different seasons of our cycles in relation to these inner archetypes, and accessing our inner wisdom, our inner creative wisdom. So I invite you to check out these courses on my website, samamorningstar.com. And please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take good care.